to wait 7 days is a minor act of endurance. Their bellies are full, and they are well rested. Let it begin. Let it begin. Prepare yourself. WFOD begins now.
Take me back to a simpler time. I never knew the difference, and the words were mine. Another man could take it all in his stride. My tracks have left a stain. We were fresh coming off the vine, thrown into a barrel of as cheap as wine. Bottle in a store with a neon sign, and we're all the ones to blame. Cause in our hearts we know it's true. We got it.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike. I am joined, of course, by the king of pranks, the albino alligator, popcorn bitch, Coach T, old Hustle and Hulse.
I think that's all of them.
Hey, it's me,
Mr. Travis Hulse.
I'm here with my good buddy, Matt, as always.
Hi.
Matt. Hi, Matt. Guys. Drunk comes in with sunglasses on, right? And I don't notice it at first because, you know, maybe he was wearing shades, you know, comes in from outside. It's a sunny day.
Sunny, beautiful day.
So we sat here for a good...
It actually was.
7 or 8 minutes, and he maintained his shades wearing. And finally I asked, Drunk, you gonna leave those shades on? And he got up, and he went and turned all the lights off in WFOD Studios and took his glasses off. Drunk has a light sensitivity, guys, which to me spells story. I'm excited to hear why we're sitting here in the dark, Drunk.
Well, I mean, it's not super exciting, but I'll give it to you. So Sunday, I got off work. It's about 5 o'clock in the evening. Friday, I had cut the grass, but it was like 110 degrees that day, and I didn't do my trimming. Just kind of hopped in the pool afterwards, said, fuck this, I'll do the trimming later. So Sunday comes around, go outside after work, pop the old trimmer on, and within about 3 swipes, I caught either a rock or a large weed right to the eye.
Oh, no.
Oh, you got to wear safety glasses,
and,
buddy.
Well, I mean, usually I got my sunglasses on when I'm doing it, but I came home from work and I, you know, went inside and changed and didn't even think about putting my sunglasses on. And,
oh, no.
Do you wear safety glasses when you weed whack?
Yeah, you got to.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I wear glasses anyway, so it's never
I've caught enough things in the eye and also been whipped in the fucking leg enough where I'm like full. I'm like, I got long pants on. I got a long shirt on. I wear safety glasses. Oh yeah, absolutely.
But anyway,
I live a life of luxury and I don't have to do that stuff. But many moons ago when I worked on the farm, like that was like all week long during the summer, we'd be mowing and weed whacking.
What do you mean you don't have to?
Boy, I tell you what, if you put safety goggles on, they'd call you a pussy.
Matt, they can call me a pussy. I'd like to see for the rest of my life.
Do you not have a yard, Matt? Do you have gravel? I got a
nice big yard, but you know, I can get that shit taken care of.
You pay a guy to mow your grass?
I don't pay nobody. I enslave people.
Matt, explain this. Is it part of your...
If I could afford it, I'd totally do it.
Is it part of your rental agreement or something?
Exactly.
So it's just somebody shows up and does it for you?
You bet your sweet.
Matt, don't you feel like a sense of manly pride?
I wouldn't. If I go the rest of my life without having to cut the grass, I would totally
do it. I mean, I hate cutting the grass. I hate it. But, I mean, like, you have to do it. It's part of being a man, right?
No.
No?
Cutting the grass is one of my favorite activities. I strap on a podcast and drive around.
I was going to say, there is something.
That's not our generation's thing.
I think it's the idea of doing it. It really sucks. Like the idea of like, oh, God, I got to get this grass cut. But when it is done and you look back and I don't really understand it. You're just looking at stupid grass. It's like, you know what? I made that look pretty good.
Mm-hmm. That's I usually have a beer on my deck looking out over my backyard after I'm done.
The King's Castle, everything the light touches, right?
That's right.
Guys, if anyone would contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Holy shit, do we have a show for you tonight. Coming up in a little bit, we are going to be talking...
America's Favorite Game Show?
Drunk, we are playing America's New Favorite Game Show tonight. That is definitely coming up. Yes. And I'm pretty excited about this one, Drunk. As St. Louisans... I think that you're at an advantage.
Oh,
at this
nice.
One.
Good.
Especially St. Louisans?
Hearing this namby-pamby guy that doesn't cut his own grass.
St. Louisan?
I don't think he'll fare well, but we'll see. We'll see. But guys,
St. Louisans.
St. Lunatics.
St.
Lucians.
St. Louisans is right, Matt.
I believe it's St. Louisans.
I think it's St. Louisans.
Guys, we're also going to be talking to some gentlemen. They made a film. It's called The Velocipastor.
You can find me in St. Louis.
The Velocipastor, Travis, in case you don't know, it's a man of God who gets some like Chinese power to turn into a dinosaur and he eats people.
That sounds cool.
He befriends a prostitute.
Does he eat people in the name of the Lord?
I think so, yes. Yeah. You know,
of his Lord or the Chinese?
Yeah, he's
Lord.
Conflicted about the whole thing, Travis. You know, like he wrestles with it, but like you know, he decides, like any good vigilante tale, to only go after bad people. He doesn't eat the innocent.
That's fair.
When he turns into a dinosaur and eats people,
well, like the Spaghetti Man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He only uses his dinosaur powers for good. So, yeah, that's coming up in a little bit, guys. I did have some things that I wanted to talk about, guys.
I like things.
Let's check the boxes.
Travis, I wanted to talk about the thing that you brought up to me the other day about the new law in your town.
Oh, the bullying law?
Yeah.
You want to talk about the bullying ordinance that was put into place recently?
Travis, that seems like a big sticky wicket to me. That seems like a... could go terribly wrong.
Yeah, to leave everything up to the discretion of the peace officers. I'm not quite sure how I feel about it.
Did you get an email about this or?
No, it's been going around the news here locally because it was brought up apparently. And so it made the news that they were even talking about it.
So this is a city law, a county law.
This is a city law.
Okay.
So they brought up the news that they were even talking about it. This ordinance was proposed, and I believe just last week this bullying ordinance was passed. Now, what this ordinance is any instance of bullying can be fined, which is a fine paid to the city. First offense, $50, and I believe all the way up until like it's either $250 or $350.
So it's like a speeding ticket, but
It's exactly that. It's like getting pulled over not wearing your seatbelt. It's a seatbelt ticket, right?
But like it's subjective because it's like, you know, hey, you were bullying.
Here's the fun part where the mayor actually was quoted as saying this is not necessarily just for school age children. This could be adult to adult, child to adult, adult to child, and then obviously back to child to child.
So you can get a bullying ticket?
I could get a bullying ticket if the police officer decides that I have been bullying somebody.
But like a child, how can a child pay a ticket, Travis? A child doesn't. They don't make money.
This is the best part. If your child gets cited with a bullying fine, the parents are liable for this fine.
And you're not even there. Like, you don't know what happened. You don't know.
Well, and my favorite part of this is, and you know, I hate to stereotype a bully, but typically bully problems start at home. So I would imagine that either A, the parent gives no shit about this fine, or B, is going to beat the shit out of the child like he's probably prone to do in the first place.
But then you'd get a bullying fine, right?
Only if the police officer decided to give you one.
Yeah, like, can you bully your own kid, I guess, is the question.
Well, I think that's child abuse, right?
Oh, right, right. Silly me.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how this is going to go.
Like there's a line there between...
I'll be real interested to see when they actually report on whether or not they've collected any of these fines, if they've actually issued these citations, because I just don't... I don't see how you're going to be able to enforce this thing.
But
it does seem a little loosey goosey. Like how I think is it just an ordinance that we're going to put this in place to bring awareness of bullying?
I mean, I would hope so. The thing is, I could see like, say, hey, this kid is saying that he is being subjected to bullying over the course of a school year. And he has like maybe like Facebook transcripts or screenshots of this guy, you know, calling him out or that. I could see them presenting that to law enforcement being like, hey, this is consistently going on. And then the law enforcement would then investigate it, talk to the people and then go from there. And I think that's what they said it was. It was like if they deem that they can do it, they can deal with it by talking it out. They won't actually give anybody a citation. And then if they feel like they can offer counseling or if they can, you know, refer people to counseling, if that's what it's going to take, they won't offer a citation. But it completely is up to the police officer.
Maybe just the fear of getting into your pocketbook will put more onus on parents to be like, hey, knock this
don't
shit
be an
off.
Asshole.
Right. Don't be a little jacked.
Hey, when you go to school, be respectful of the other kids and, or be like, you know, be like really, really dorky and like, you know, rack up some fines for other people. You know, like,
I mean, I think this was where our discussion headed was where it's like, hey, I mean, if you can get your kid to be bullied consistently, you know, you could start a pretty nice college fund for that child.
Like if the fine went to you, I guess.
If the fine were to go to that.
I mean, that's only fair, right? If the kid's getting bullied, give him some monetary compensation for it, you know?
Right. Why should the city be getting these?
Yeah, he should be getting bullying reparations. Right.
Exactly, Matt.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Or like let him go, you know, to town hall and like meet the mayor and you know, give him an ice cream sundae or something, you know? Give him a little thrill. Like, do you remember when that Keaton kid was getting bullied and,
wait, who?
Keaton, Matt, they put Keaton, ham in his clothes.
Keaton who?
Keaton Jones.
Oh, Keaton Jones.
Well, the kid that got to go to the Avengers premiere.
Right. And Chris Evans, he let him go to the Avengers
down
premiere.
His pants?
Yeah. He got ham down his clothes. I remember that.
Oh my God.
Right. He was being bullied and then the video went viral and Chris Evans, he got on social media and said, hey, Keaton, you're a good guy. Come to the Avengers premiere. Like, I forget,
Mike, did young Keaton, did he make his way to the Avengers premiere?
You know, Matt, I like to think that he did. But see, what happened, Matt, is like they found out that the mom had a Confederate flag.
Oh, tarnation.
Oh, so they canceled the whole thing and like they bullied him worse. Like they dangled something really neat in front of him and then they took it away and said, No, you deserve to get bullied. Your mom has a Confederate flag.
Like, well, can you imagine if Keaton's bullies would have had to pay a fine? Don't you think that they would have came back and beat even more the shit out of Keaton? It wouldn't be a ham down pants.
Right, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be something much worse.
Yeah, like the parents had to pay a fine and kick the shit out of the bullies. And then the bullies go back to school and they're like, fucking Keaton ratted on us.
They pour milk on my head.
What are we gonna do? Be friends with Keaton now?
Yeah, if I'm Keaton, I'm finding a whole nother school.
You know, Snoop Dogg tweeted to Keaton and said, "Say, little man, you got a friend in me for life. Hit me up on DM so we can chop it up. Love is the only way to beat hate."
Who said that?
Snoop Dogg.
To Snoop Keaton? Lion?
Oh yeah, Snoop Lion. Sorry.
To Keaton?
Yeah.
I don't know about all this, Travis. It seems sketchy. Travis, there's other sketchy things in the world, though. I was reading about that face app. You see the face app, the thing that makes you look old?
It's from Russia or whatever.
Oh, the Russians thing?
It's from Russia, yeah. And like the terms of service for it are really aggressive. They basically said, dude, you use this app, you put it on your phone. We own everything forever.
Phone book. Yeah.
We own every fucking photo in your phone. We own it all, and we can use it however we want. We can sell it and fuck you. And you know what? When the story started coming out about that, the app just went nuts. People started downloading it like crazy. They're like, oh, I want to be hacked by Russians.
I was about to say, am I the only one that didn't download that app?
Wait, you're telling me that the Russians are going to own everything on my phone, every contact I have, they own everything. But I get to see what I look like when I get old? Deal. Deal, guys.
people don't care about their privacy anymore. Everybody's like, take it. I can't.
I mean, honestly, when it comes to like photos and stuff like that, I mean, I get it if you have really private photos on your phone, like where this would be. But I mean, we're on camera 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You step outside your house and you're being documented.
Like, if you really think about all the stuff you have on your, like, I have my credit card number saved in like 20 fast food apps.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I have my credit card saved in Skype.
Taco
I have my
Bell,
credit
McDonald's,
card saved
Dunkin'
in
Donuts,
Facebook,
Chick-fil-A.
My credit card saved in eBay and PayPal and Amazon. I have all my credit cards stored on Amazon. Like,
God knows he's got that Freddy's app. He loves that Freddy's.
My shit is everywhere. And really, like, only one of them got a fuck up. But more importantly, like, all of that's just swimming around in my goddamn phone.
I mean, aren't we all just hoping that somebody gets hacked so there's a civil, like a class action lawsuit where we get paid? But like Equifax right now has to give out because they got breached and they didn't tell anybody about it for like 3 months.
But
now,
I mean,
Equifax,
that's happened several times, Trevor.
Yeah,
that happened
They got to pay out like $700 million to like the government and also everybody who it affected. So, I mean,
yeah,
let's
like
get some of that money.
I just randomly got a new card in the mail and they're like, hey, you used your card at Target. And all the credit card numbers from Target were stole. And like, I mean, I don't even think that shit was on the news. Like, I just got a new credit card and, we fixed it. But I mean, like, you can just get into Target?
Well, yeah, you just get right in there.
I don't know. It's all crazy. But guys, spoiler alert, like, you're going to get old and then you can see what you look like when you're old. Or just wait a couple weeks. It'll probably be on Snapchat. But probably don't download Snapchat either because everybody is mining your shit and selling it to Russians. We just know about these people. It's crazy. Don't do any of this stuff.
What do I want to see what I look like when I'm old anyway? I look in the mirror now and I'm like, that's not...
Guys, get off the grid.
The right guy.
That Dan Furnacase, he had the right idea. He deleted all his social media. He's the only smart one, guys. Get rid of everything. Throw your phone in the garbage disposal and get a landline.
Just go get an old Nokia, the ones that don't even flip, just like the big brick Nokias. They can't.
Yeah, but, oh, God, those are the best.
Again, I have to
the
ask.
The battery would last for like 6 days on those motherfuckers.
Hell yeah, dude. And all the only thing that was on there that wasn't phone calls was Snake.
Snake, yes, sir. Snake.
What were you saying, Matt?
Sam, what's the big deal? I mean, who cares?
YOLO?
Your picture's out there already.
Is that what you're saying, YOLO?
I mean, let yourself see what you're going to look like in 50 years. Who cares? Let the rock have it.
Just feed the monkey?
Might as well just
But what are they going to do with it? Like, what are they going to do with a picture of Mike Moore as a 75-year-old?
Yeah, but they have all my other pictures too, Matt.
But what about the picture of Mike and Laura fucking on
They're just
going to
turn all those other pictures of you?
They're gonna put me on a billboard in Malaysia and sell Valtrex and say
good,
that I have...
Good for you.
Say that I have venereal diseases that I don't have, Matt. That's what they're going to do. And then I'm just going to be the face of Valtrex.
In Malaysia.
In Malaysia. And then, like, some Malaysian alien is going to come over here, and they're going to be coming down the street, and they're going to see me, and they're going to say,
ask you for your autograph.
Valtrex guy! Valtrex guy! And I say, what?
Wow, what a predicament you put yourself in.
You're right, Matt. I guess it doesn't matter, does it? I mean, like, you know, Target had a breach, and they sold all the credit cards, and, I mean, they just canceled the credit card and gave me a new one. I mean, it was an inconvenience there for a while, Matt. But I mean, like, think of all the conveniences that you know, just flying without a net get you. I mean, sometimes you just gotta live. I know. You know.
I'm pretty sure they give it directly to Putin. So,
I mean, like, it's really nice, Matt, that like I can just roll up to Taco Bell and just say, yeah, I ordered on the app, and they just say, oh, that's cool.
Wonderful.
Come on up here. And like I can take off the tomatoes and like not have to say anything to them about taking off
the ordered from
tomatoes.
The app. Yeah, okay, your shit will be done in another 20 minutes. Thank you.
Yeah, like you could just add random shit and like not have to explain it to them. Like it's
Or even better, they cooked it when you ordered it and then you had to drive there and get
the
it.
Best. Taco Bell's app is the most like sophisticated, convenient piece of
I guess that's why we keep Facebook, Matt.
Love it. I love it more than anything.
Matt, we keep Facebook because it's like, I mean, like, what do we really have to hide? They said that Facebook knows what porn we watch, but I mean, who cares? Like, what are they going to do with that information? And
right, you should free your sexuality anyway, Mike. Like, you should be proud of whatever it is that you're beaten off to.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say that I'm proud of it, but
do,
I mean, like, you know.
Do you change it up
but
every time?
But that's the problem, Mike. Come on, be proud.
Do you change it up every time, or you got just your go-tos?
Oh, Mike's got a go-to.
Well, I mean, yeah, no, like, when I go there, the site is like, you know, has recommendations, and I usually go to the recommendation page, and there's something there.
He's got some... to browse around, see if there's anything he likes, and then he goes to the go-to, the old standard, the bookmark.
I mean, there's you know, gals with wieners going in them, and like you just pick one that looks all right. And,
listen, there's always something on the first two pages that will be just
right. Right, something's gonna be fine, right, Travis?
And exactly. You're what you're a Pornhub guy or?
Yeah, I mean that's.
Just, you have to be fine. You have to be because you porn changed up their whole thing. It's gross.
You think there's definitely something that's satisfactory on the first two pages, but God, if you just found that one thing that might be on the next page.
Well, the cookies are stored. So if you watch something, they remembered what you watched the last time. Even if you go through like a third, I usually go to it through Twitter. And it still like remembers what I watched the last time and throws up a bunch of videos.
To it through Twitter.
I go to their Twitter account and then I click on it through there. Then it doesn't, it's not in my Google save searches or anything.
Oh, like going to the direct website?
Whereas Mike don't give a fuck. His top eight things will be all porn sites.
That's
on his.
Sneaky, Travis. That's sneaky.
Oh, yeah.
It's number
yeah.
three right
number
now.
Number three, Pornhub.
Yeah, there's a torrent site, Facebook, then the porn place. Yeah.
I get in the back door.
That's smart, Travis. I didn't think of that. it's just one extra step to cover your bases. It's smart. It's not bad. Yep.
You don't have to clear history. The cookies shouldn't be there, but I believe that they are.
The cookies.
Yeah.
Guys.
I don't understand why you guys aren't going in.
Guys, I don't understand what you're saying.
I'll tell you what, Matt needs to reset. We're going
to
go to break. We're going to hang up on Matt and call him back, see if that helps. Because Matt, you're sounding real weird. Guys, when we come back, we're talking to fellas doing things, right? Fellas doing things. Travis, you heard from any of the fellas doing any of the things yet?
When creative folks.
You haven't heard from any of them yet?
No.
I have high hopes, though, Travis.
High hopes.
Guys, going to take a break.
Mike's got...
Guys, we'll be back in just a couple minutes. Guys, if you're in chat, thanks. And be thinking about it. Be thinking about it here in a little bit. We're going to be playing America's Favorite Game Show. And, I mean, if somebody wants to be a contestant, we can talk about it. We'll be back.
Now, back to good, wholesome, politically correct entertainment. Oops, wrong station.
If you want your affliction shirts back, you got to come get them. Strangelabel.com. Banana cream.
Here is Mike with a quick update on the WFOD Hollywood Fantasy League.
Jumpin' Jiminy Christmas, The Lion King had a higher opening weekend than Toy Story and Spider-Man. Never would have predicted that one. But luckily for us, though, critics have deemed it a big pile of shit. So whatever it ends up making at the box office, they'll have to give 45% of it back to the cruel hand of the Metacritic god we all serve. The Tarantino movie comes out this weekend, so we'll have a pretty good look at Jody's final score next week.
As I said, I'm a priest, so we can never save.
Wait, what are you even talking about?
What are you talking about?
The time you turned into a dinosaur and ate someone.
Wait! What? What?
Looking for the perfect gift for your young ones? Look no further. Dixco presents the Mike Moore doll. This 10-inch hero will complement the collection of kids young or old.
I keep it in the box so it retains its value. Hashtag Team Mike.
You can pose him. You can move his mouth. Or you can dress him up in lady clothes. It's your doll. We aren't going to tell you how to use it.
His narcissism is so lifelike.
The Mike Moore doll even includes... three classic Mike scenes.
We have a great show tonight, guys. I like feet. Eat lead, Cobra.
Don't miss your opportunity to own a mic of your own. Go to WFODix.com and get one today. Supplies are limited. Act now.
Revel in the carnival-like proceedings. For the time being, at least. Once again, WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Don't.
Welcome back. Our guests tonight are the creative team behind a movie about a priest who turns into a dinosaur and fights ninjas. The Velocipastor comes out on DVD and video on demand August 13th. For more information, go to velocipastor.com. Guys, Brendan, Greg, and Jesse are on the program. Guys, you're all there?
We're all here.
Yeah.
Travis Rangel, everybody. How are you guys doing?
Great.
I'll tell you what. I watched the movie today. It's art, guys.
Well, thank you. What? I never thought anyone would call it art, but thank you.
Oh, my God. I watched the movie, and you know what? I went into it thinking I'm not going to like it, and I was sold early on, and it carried through. It was like, this is art, guys, what you mean.
Thank you. Thank you, and also, quite honestly, you're welcome. So. But no, I appreciate that.
Yeah, I was taking a drink of water there, and it's all over drunk now. Drunk, you're welcome. So you're welcome, too. We're passing the gifts along.
Thanks, guy.
Brendan, so this movie, it came about just as a autocorrect mistake, I think I read somewhere.
That is 100% correct, yes.
You believed it. You tried crowdfunding it twice, and the public said no.
The public said, I mean, I don't want to pay for it. it's funny. Yeah, we really, that's exactly what happened. It was interesting because every time there would be this sort of outpouring of support, but just not in terms of money. So after a while,
the outpouring of support was people saying, oh, that's a good idea. And that's it.
Exactly. Yes. Well, I think it's one of those ideas that, like, you know, it's something that people don't know they need until it's available. So I think that I'm not shocked in retrospect that the crowdfunding didn't work. And I'm happy that we ended up just finding a private investor. It made things a lot less complicated, I think.
And so this has been in the pipeline for a while. I saw that you guys were just at San Diego Comic-Con. Were you just like running around with t-shirts on? Did you
exactly.
guys?
That's
were you
exactly
there in some official capacity, or were you just like throwing t-shirts at people?
Oh no, we were playing. We played at Comic-Con the movie.
Did they have like a film fest or something there?
Yeah, they had a screening. Go ahead.
They screen films, you know, as part of the convention, and you know they're just available for anyone who has a badge to go see the films. Like it's usually like a late night thing if you're not down for going to downtown San Diego and getting hammered, because that's what a lot of people do after the convention. Which I mean that's a thing. It's awesome. But there were a lot of people that showed up for the screening and just wanted to see the movie. There was one like. I think it was like a family. It was like cousins and stuff that all met up at the convention. And they were like, we planned our entire day around coming to see this movie. I was like, that was incredible. Yeah, it was awesome. So
did it play well for you guys?
It was great. Yeah. It got, you know, the laughs hit hard, especially in that audience. Yeah. We were just like running around the convention, just like connecting with people we thought would be good to connect with and, you know, passing out postcards, like mini posters, just saying this is a thing. Some people get it and some people fucking love it. Like they see it right away and just start laughing and they're like, yes, where can I get this? And you know, that's just what we were there to do, just boots on the ground and just connecting with people. It was a lot of fun.
And Greg, you were getting recognized, weren't you?
I got recognized. Someone at San Diego Comic-Con, I had the t-shirt on. And someone stopped me and said, hey, man, I love the movie.
He said, you're the guy.
Yeah, yeah. They were like, yeah. I love, yeah. They saw it at the Windy City Horror Film Festival in Chicago. He has his own podcast. And he just stopped us while we were like walking on the convention floor. And if you've ever been on the convention floor at Comic-Con, there are thousands of people. It is just like a sea of people. And he just like tapped my arm and I turned around and he was like, I love the movie. And I was like, what?
Yeah, it was
what movie?
it was pretty astounding, to be honest. I'm like deeply proud that the first time I ever went to Comic-Con, it was because my movie was at Comic-Con. Like it's just, yeah, I'll remember that for the rest of my life.
Greg, have you done anything before? Is this like you're? I mean, you're great in the movie. Like you play it, so straight. But
yeah,
I mean, it's ridiculous what you're doing in this movie.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'm very proud of that. I've done. This was my first feature film. I've done a few short films, and that's kind of how I came to the project. I did a web series with someone who was in the production team of Velocipastor, and I just kind of asked if they were casting. I was working at the crowdfunding company that the Velocipastor submitted to for financing, and I was in the room when it got announced that a movie called The Velocipastor just launched on our site. And I reached out to the guy who I knew and asked if they were casting. And I got to submit an audition. And next thing I know, I'm sitting in Bryant Park with Brendan Steer talking about Doug Jones, the character that goes from troubled priest to ninja fighting Velocipastor.
So you just immediately knew these are my people. These
exactly, people exactly.
Yeah,
I mean, right when I read the sides, the audition sides, and some of the script, like I was like, oh, I can do this because, like, I have a comedic background. I do improv but just when it comes to like fully committing to something ridiculous, that's just all me. I love doing that. That's why I'm an actor.
And so, I mean, I guess this has been probably a pretty overwhelmingly positive experience for you guys because you. You have a buzz for this, and I mean this being your first feature, Brendan. I imagine are you chomping at the bit to make something else now, or are people interested in hiring you for the Velocipastor 2? Or I mean, like,
it's funny. It's my second feature. It feels like the first one because the real first one didn't get. 1/10 of this buzz. So it has been that part of it has been an absolutely surreal and wonderful experience. And yeah, I am definitely chomping at the bit to make something else. Well, because part of the other thing is that, you know, we shot this movie back in 2016. So to us, I mean, it's incredible that it's just been hitting and like bursting around now. But to us, it's sort of like, yeah, we've seen it. It's like 3 years old.
You know, that's happened with a lot of people that we've talked to in similar situations to you guys. It seems like the movie like sits for years and years and years to a point that, I mean, do you almost think, oh, well, this is a dud. This is going nowhere. And then like at some point you actually get it, I guess, to where it needs to go or I mean, what happens, what changes? Or is that just how long it takes?
It's you know, a bit of both, because the thing is, in those 3 years, it's not just like we were sitting around not doing anything. It's like we were sending it to festivals. We were trying to get it into the hands of the right people. You know, we're working. So I think it just sort of takes that long to kind of get it to the right people and the people that jive with it and will appreciate it and will give it the platform that it deserves. So it's, yeah, I think that it there were moments that I wondered if it would hit, definitely. But I think that there was never a moment of lost souls kind of thing.
Yeah,
like there was never a moment of that.
No one here, like Jesse, Brendan, or myself, we kind of knew like that we had something. Even on set when we were shooting, we were like, because we were having so much fun, and everyone was having fun. Everyone on the crew was having so much fun. And what we were doing was just bringing so much joy that we knew we had something, and like we couldn't just let it sit and hope somebody finds it, because that's not how it happens, especially not these days.
Yeah.
So we just kept sending it out to people, kept sharing it, you know, not to everyone, not like blasting it out on the internet, because we didn't want to, you know, we wanted to get it in the right hands. But festivals, we did a pop-up screening at Sundance where we rented out an Episcopalian church off of the main street at Sundance and turned all the lights red and, you know, screened a screening for, you know, people who want
to. How do you go about renting a church to screen this movie?
you email the person who's on their website and say, hey,
can and they're fine with it? Like, they're like, yeah, come on in.
I guess you say, hey, we have money.
Yeah. And you know what? It wasn't even that much money. It wasn't even about the money. They were just like, yeah, it's our chapel. You can totally use it. They were so nice. There were a few churches that I hit up in Park City and in Utah that, like, a few of them laughed, genuinely were like, this is awesome, but it's probably not for us. You know, it's not.
Right. The congregation might have a problem with this.
Right.
You would be genuinely surprised, though, at the periphery audience we have with cool priests.
Yeah.
And, like, there have been a ton of, like, you know, very deeply religious people that I've met that have adored this movie.
Sure. And, it's not to say there's not a lot of people that don't have a good sense of humor.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, should have that for sure. But
yes,
it's just funny that they would actually be like, yeah, let's screen it in our church.
I'm not too up on things, but I think at one point during the movie, I was like, is this like a blasphemous thing or something? Are people going to be mad about it? I mean, could you even be mad about it? I don't.
There have been one or two people that were offended. And it's the kind of thing that I'm sort of like, you know, obviously that was not my intention and I'm sorry, but it's also like,
what would the offense even be? Like, what would.
I don't know, honestly. They just seemed very. I think that there are some people that you know, even making light of any aspect of the church is just sort of anathema.
Oh, of course.
Well, and that's when you know you've done something right, though, is when you actually have some blowback from even a couple of people. Like, right.
Exactly.
You got it in front of enough eyeballs where you're going to get it. And that's great.
Right.
So without getting into spoiler territory, because, guys, I do recommend you watch this movie because, as I said, it's art. But I feel like it's not really so much a spoiler if it's like in the first couple of minutes. I wanted to ask you, whoever is... Did the screener that I see, was it unfinished?
No. Oh, I know where this question's going.
Yeah. Yes, go ahead.
Travis, in the first couple minutes of this movie, the pastor, Greg, his character, walks outside of the church, and his parents are across the street waving to him, and he says, hi, mom and dad. And then, like, just like a card comes up that says, what does it say? Like a car
missing car on fire.
It says VFX missing car on fire. And so, like, his parents blew up, I guess.
Yep. So here's the thing. We did intend to go back and shoot we were gonna get a model car and like put a stick of dynamite in it kind of thing, or like a firecracker, and just film that. Like, it was always intended to be super fake and cheesy, but I noticed when I was screening it for people, it was the just like test screening with friends and stuff, it was consistently the first time people laughed, and it was like, it was also, I don't know. It sort of just so beautifully illustrated to me the movie you were about to see. You know.
Did you find that in the edit, or was it until you played it in front of people that you saw it? When you like were in the edit and you saw it for the first time, did you laugh? Right.
Oh yes. and so I don't know. I feel like so much of this movie and so much of the, in particular of this movie, was just chasing the fun. It was sort of like if something makes me laugh. Something made us laugh when we were making it. It was like, keep it. That's why we're here.
To have that self awareness is. I mean, like, I would imagine that somebody makes a relatively low budget movie. They probably try to find ways to stretch the cost and like, you know, try to make it look bigger than it is. But like, to have, I agree with that. Now that you explain it, I'm like, fuck, that was the right choice. Because it's funny. It is funny. You're right.
Well, when you spend $3 million on a movie like we did,
you know, it is my dream to get a huge budget for Velocipaster 2 and then do like the same joke.
you have to that's like the Evil Dead 2 thing, right? Like,
right.
Remake the first movie with all the same beats but with a huge budget.
Yep.
And still no effects shot of a car.
Oh, yeah. You will never see that car. Maybe it's just a running gag in every movie that every explosion is like that. VFX missing, building on fire.
Guys, the movie is called The Velocipaster. It's going to be on DVD, on video, on demand on August 13th. I have that date right, guys, don't I? August 13th is when it's coming out. You follow them on the Twitter guy at the Velocipaster. I'm telling you guys, you gotta see this movie. It's it's really something. They don't have dumb computer dinosaurs. They got a puppet, guys. Puppet. It eats people. It's great.
Do you want to tease any ridiculous follow-up ideas, whether you're actually going to try to make them or not? You got anything at the top of the head that could entice people?
Oh, I can tell you this. The sequel takes place in East Germany.
Is it a period piece?
Yeah. It takes place in the mid-80s, and there's a very underexplored genre of Stasi exploitation, and I really want to put a dinosaur in the middle of it. It just seems to me like that would be a lot of fun. I think there's also voodoo involved. I don't know. I'm writing it right now, so we will see. But that's what I can tell you. East Germany, voodoo.
Perfect. Brendan, Greg, Jesse, we appreciate you spending some time with us. It was fun. We'll have to do it again when the second one comes out.
We'd like that.
Sounds good.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Cool. Thanks.
Thank you.
Travis, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Travis.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I like those guys.
You like those guys?
Yeah, I hope this movie does really well when it comes out. Like you said, August 13th, right? I didn't get a chance. We had the screener, but we got it kind of late.
We got it at 11 o'clock last night, Travis. I'm telling you, you need to watch Velocipaster. I wouldn't steer you wrong. It's a good fucking time.
Yeah, I'll absolutely watch it.
Oh, we have a little bit of time. Guys, do you want to play America's Favorite Game Show?
Well, of course.
I'm pretty excited. Matt, you're there, right? Matt, we're doing better now.
I don't know. Everything's cutting in and out pretty bad.
Oh, man.
Can you guys hear me okay?
For now.
Matt, I hear you good. As St. Louisans.
I'm not one of those.
I think that Drunk has an advantage in this game, guys. But, you know, with 4th of July being just a couple of weeks ago, you know, it's kind of weaned down a little bit. But
he said weaned.
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 St. Lucians.
St. Lotions.
I figure your trained ear has probably had time to get over it. The game does have a theme song, guys.
A gunshot or a firework.
Guys, the rules for gunshot or firework are pretty self-explanatory. I'm going to play a sound. You guys tell me, is this a gunshot or is this a firework? That's the game. So if you get it right, plus a point. Ugh. If you get it wrong,
you and your negative points,
minus a point. Are you guys? Do you understand the rules, Matt? Matt,
I understand the rules. Also, yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Everybody can hear you. You said you understood the rules last time though, and then in the middle of the game, you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah. Matt, it's going to be one of two things, Matt. It's going to be a gunshot or it's going to be a firework.
Listen, last time was I didn't realize that Thomas Thornburger was in that band Radiohead.
Thomas Thornburger, right. Okay, guys, round one. You guys heard the theme song, right? The theme song to Gunshot or Firework.
Is it a gunshot?
Gunshot or a firework?
See, guys, we can make art too. Are you ready for round one of Gunshot or Firework here on the Dub Fod?
Hell yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, holy shit.
Guys, was that a gunshot or was that a firework?
Can I hear it again, please?
Yeah. Holy shit.
One more time.
Oh, holy shit.
I'm going to go firework on that one.
Travis went firework drunk. Matt?
I'm going to go car backfiring.
No, you see.
Travis went firework.
Firework.
Drunk goes firework. Matt goes car backfiring.
I'm going with the firework.
Firework. Guys, you were all right. That was a firework. In the chat, Liquid Lozenge said firework. Liquid Lozenge is also correct. Guys, round two of gunshot or firework. This isn't what I thought it was. Guys, I pulled the wrong clip. I don't know what this is.
I'm going gunshot.
Gunshots.
Then a rap song.
Gunshot.
Guys, I don't know what that was. That's not the right clip. We're going to skip that one, guys.
What did you have it labeled as?
It was supposed to be a firework, Matt. But that wasn't it. I don't know what that was.
Got it wrong.
All right, guys. The round two, which is
Mike.
Round
three. Do you understand the rules of your own game? Because that's a wrap up.
Guys, skip that one. I don't know what that was. I'm cutting this out. I'm editing it. Okay, guys, gunshot or firework? Are you ready?
Yep.
Those are fireworks.
Drunk thinks it's a firework. Yes, you need to hear it again?
Gunshot.
Please. Oh, I'm going to go gunshot.
All right. Drunk
it is,
went.
It's a gunshot.
Gunshot. Travis went gunshot. Matt went gunshot. Matt, it's really funny that you said that before. Guys, the correct answer is it was a Honda backfiring.
Well, now listen here, bullshit. Listen here, motherfucker.
So everybody is tied at zero. Yeah, that's right, Travis. It's either a gunshot or a firework. Right. Okay, round four of gunshot
or a rap song
or firework.
Or a Honda Civic.
All right, here we go. Guys, was that a gunshot or was that a firework?
That's a gunshot.
Gunshots. Shots fired.
Drunk said gunshot. Travis said gunshot. Matt said gunshot. Guys, the correct answer
for aluminum foil in a microwave.
It is a woodpecker on a metal roof. Okay, guys, round five of gunshot or firework. I'm pretty excited about this. We're having fun. Is this a gunshot or a firework? Do you need to hear it again?
Yes.
All right. Score's all tied up at -1, -1, -1, guys, for round five. Gunshot or fire. In the chat, Shell says that was a gunshot. Liquid Lajan says gunshot. What do you guys say, though? Gunshot or firework?
I mean, it sounds like a gun.
Travis says, sounds like a gun. Drunk?
Fuck you. I'm not playing no more.
You don't want to play anymore?
No.
You're mad?
Yes, I'm mad.
Well, it's either a gunshot or a firework.
It's obviously not a gunshot or a firework because you put two different items in there.
No. It's gunshot or it's a firework. What do you think?
Neither.
Neither? What do you think it was?
Don't know. Don't care.
Matt, gunshot or firework?
Matt left.
Matt left?
Yeah, he's sick of it.
He bailed on the game?
Yeah, he's gone.
I mean, we were having fun, though, right? No?
Yeah, I mean, I imagine.
So, Drunk abstains from playing. Matt left.
I'm here.
Oh, you're back?
Matt, was that a gunshot or a firework?
Firework.
Matt says firework. Guys, that was a gunshot.
Yes!
So Travis is at 0, Drunk is at -2, Matt is at -2. Guys, last round of gunshot or firework. Oh, no, this is second last round. This is number 6. Here we go.
That was you making a gunshot noise with your mouth.
I'm going to say that was you making a rocket ship noise.
That's somebody hawking a loogie.
No, it was either you making a gunshot noise with your mouth or you crashing two toy cars together and
hold
making
on.
It sound like they crashed.
I want to change my answer. That was Bob Saget.
Making a
rocket ship noise.
Everybody thinks it was a mouth noise, right? Because that's what it was. It was a guy making
like check.
Oh, that's his mouth gunshot.
Right. So everybody gets credit for that one, I'd say.
No,
so.
Matt doesn't. He said it was Bob Saget.
Well, I mean, it wasn't Bob Saget, but, you know, God bless him for trying. Guys, last round of gunshot or firework. What do you think?
Dynamite. Thunder. I'm going dynamite.
Drunk?
Can I hear it again?
Okay, one more time, buddy.
I think that was thunder.
You think it was thunder?
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Mike is taking a dog upstairs. He'll be back.
Why is this dog interrupting every episode?
Is this how it's going to be every week now with this fucking dog?
I guess.
Either the dog is terrifying his wife, so it sounds like they're being like home invaded, or he's just got to take the dog upstairs.
Yep, something like
that.
That
couldn't have waited 5 minutes till the show was over?
Guess what was not. The dog doing?
It's just hanging down out. Here. It's just down here, guys. This is a firework.
Why'd you guys take it away then?
Because it was bothering me. It was distracting.
It wasn't doing anything. It licked your hand. It licked my hand. It smelled around the basement. And
you got to take that dog back, man.
It didn't even bark or nothing. It was fine. It was being a dog. And Mike's.
I don't think Mike was ready for a dog.
No, you got to get rid of that thing,
Travis. I want things to go fine.
They were going fine.
They were. Nobody even knew the dog was down here.
I don't need.
Yeah, that was the thing. Nobody knew the dog was here.
I thought the dog was upstairs.
It was. Then it was down here.
Which nobody cared because nobody said anything. And you and your OCD habits, I guess, decided it had to be upstairs.
Drunk, are you salty because I put extra things in gunshot?
Drunk is really upset. He's really pissed off at you.
Drunk, the only reason I know you put your sunglasses on, I'm sorry. I turned the light on so that I could read the guys' names that we were talking to. I'm going to turn it back off.
You spitting water all over me didn't help either, so.
Well, and Drunk really believes in the integrity of these games, so. I feel like he probably feels
Drunk,
cheated.
I thought that it would be a funny comedic bit.
It's a sum of all the parts right now.
To add, it's just all of it combined.
You spitting water over me, adding extra things to the game, taking the dog upstairs.
Just wait till that Nissan doesn't start when you leave.
Right.
Oh boy.
Fucking A.
That's you're really going to hear some gunshots, Mike.
That's how I'll redeem myself. I'll jump drunk. Guys, I mean, did everybody get that was a firework, guys. So.
Oh, so I win.
So I got like negative six. Good way to go.
Well, because you got salty and quit playing. You took your ball and
I don't understand why I can't just have zero. Why do I have to have negative six?
One shot or a firework.
So, so you think that I need to have like just positive reinforcement? We should take away the negative points.
I've always thought that.
Don't you think that
I'm used to them by now.
I mean, like, you know, in Jeopardy. Like, if you get a question wrong, like, what happens? Do you lose the money? You lose the money, don't you?
You do.
Right? I mean, like, if you do potent potables for 200 and you get it wrong, they take $200 away from you, don't they?
Button Wheel of Fortune, when you spin the wheel and you guess an R and there's no R, it's just passed to the next person.
You just don't get any R money?
Yeah.
Guys,
something to think about, guys.
Yeah. Maybe we need to do like a weekly poll. We need to be like, do you think that we should do away with negative points in games? Because, I mean, like, we're going to keep playing games, guys. I love these fucking games. You know what I'm saying?
I love a good negative point.
Matt, I mean, it's the bits that really work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The fucking bits.
Yeah, Lawson's just correct. You don't answer questions in Jeopardy. You give questions.
Oh, that's right. They give you the answer. Thank you for correcting me, Liquid. That was really important. Guys, I liked those the Velocipastor guys. They seem like nice guys.
You like everybody we interview.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't pick to interview people that I think are shitty. That would be dumb. What am I going to have people on the show for that I think suck, drunk? Seems like a dumb idea. So, guys.
I think I'm going to go back to salty, just shit on Mike drunk.
Oh, I hate that drunk.
Oh, just do it for like a week or two. Bring it back for a couple weeks. It's like a drunk's reoccurring character.
I like when drunk is team Mike. I hate this salt. Like earlier, like I put the event out and drunk said won't come. And then, like, I was like, is drunk not coming tonight? And, like, I messaged him a couple of times, and he didn't answer me. And he's like, I just like getting to you. Like, why? Let's just be pals and like, collaborate and do a show together. Like, we don't have to do bits when we're not doing the show. You just tell me if you're coming or not. We're talking to the Velocipastor guys.
It's fun when you get riled up.
Hey, I'll be there.
It is fun when you get riled up.
It's not.
See, they don't get it because they don't get to see your face.
Believe me, guys, there's plenty of things that'll get me riled up. I don't need help from you coming up with things. Travis, did you see the gal who told the joke about the rapper that got killed? Did you hear? I never heard how that guy got killed. Did you hear?
You're talking about that Nipsey
the XXX Tentacion guy?
I don't know any of those words.
So he's like a SoundCloud rapper. I think he sucks. He's a shitty guy. Like he was a rapper and like he beat up his pregnant girlfriend and stuff. I mean, I'm not saying the guy deserved to die.
Oh, sure. He played in the NFL too. Then
it's a bummer that the guy was murdered. I'm not saying it isn't, but I mean, like, you know, if we're gonna pick guys to be murdered, let's go ahead and pick spousal abusers. But the guy gets $50,000 cash in a duffel bag that he's gonna go buy a car with. Which the only reason to do that is just to be like a look at what a big swinging dick I am.
Well,
I
mean,
like,
you know,
look at how badass I am. I can buy this car with cash. I mean, like there's no reason to do it.
Well, people of certain races don't believe in banks either. So
drunk.
Oh, come on, dude.
I mean, I hate to be stereotypical, but
you should have said, like, you know, like hip hop culture. Sure. You know, cash is king. I get it. But so, like, I guess somebody got tipped off. Hey, this guy's walking around with a duffel bag full of $50,000 cash. Somebody runs up, shoots him, steals the money. I mean, and so, like, a comedian made a joke about that. Like, it would be a good commercial for Venmo, which
that's pretty funny.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, first of all, it's a comedian, but I mean, she phrased it in a way that was like, you know, oh, I took the wrong message from this, you know. But regardless, I mean, fuck you. Like, rap fans are gonna take the moral high ground on joking about violence. I mean, that's their
bread and butter.
That's a whole fucking thing, you know. Like, you know. That's not a off limits topic is murder in hip hop culture.
Just kind of goes with the territory.
And what's funny, not only that, is like, you know, of course the reply to that is death threats.
Oh, because why wouldn't it be?
How dare you mock a guy getting murdered? I'll
Time
kill
for you,
you
to die.
So yeah, that's the only other thing, guys. The drunk. I hate to ask. I don't want to put you out. But do you, by chance, have a pick of the week?
Sure, drunk's pick of the week is it's starting this week. NFL training camp, so you can sniff it right around the corner.
Ooh, are we gonna do fantasy football again, drunk?
I believe we are.
You excited about it?
You're the commish. You tell me.
Oh boy. Travis, another fantasy football year?
Goddamn right.
I finished second last year, so I got to come back for my cup or whatever.
Oh.
Speaking of that, did you give me my like $25 or whatever you owed me?
I'm sure I did, didn't I? Did I not?
I don't know.
You don't remember?
Don't
remember. Well, I don't.
He was collecting so much money last fantasy football season. Who can keep track?
I know I paid Anchor and... Matt, did you come in third or something?
No, I lost.
Who did I pay that came in third? I think I paid everybody. I'm pretty sure. I know I think Anchor came in second or first, and I paid him. I paid because you can't mail Anchor a check because he like uses an alias because he doesn't want us. I mean, how long have we known Anchor? 10 years. And he doesn't want us to know who he is. Yeah, he doesn't want us to know his real name.
He wouldn't give you a Venmo or nothing.
No, I gotta send him a Amazon gift card because he doesn't want me to know his real
name. Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, yeah.
He mails
cash, Matt, because we can't know Anchor's real name. It's a secret. So,
that's too funny.
Matt, pick of the week, something you want the people to know about?
Really excited for the new phase of Marvel movies, all the big announcements coming out of San Diego Comic-Con. That Blade movie? Come on.
It's perfect casting. It's great casting. That guy will be
amazing
great.
Casting. That's going to be so freaking good. The Doctor Strange sequel?
Yeah, yeah. Doctor Strange is underrated, I think. People don't give that movie enough credit. That movie is fucking great.
Such a great movie, and I can't wait for this one. It sounds fun. Just the title seems really cool. So I'm really, really pumped.
I can't wait to see Natalie Portman as Thor.
Yeah, that's going to be really cool. I'm honestly excited for it, too.
And all the shows, Matt? We're going to get a bunch of
Love
shows.
Love and Thunder? Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Love and Thunder. Yeah, that's like what yeah. he's back.
Same person directing from Ragnarok? Yep.
I'll go ahead and say it. Pick of the week, the VelociPastor.
Oh, yeah.
I watched it today. Guys, that movie's art.
Check that out. August 13th. Visit VelociPastor.com.
I think it's the VelociPastor. I could be wrong. Travis, pick of the week?
Travis's pick of the week this week is 100 Bullets by DC Vertigo. It is a 100-issue comic book series collected in 13 trade paperbacks that I tore through in a week and a half. This could possibly be my favorite non-superhero comic book series ever.
Whoa!
Yeah, absolutely. It starts with a very simple premise where a man in a black suit arrives and offers this gal information about somebody who's ruined her life, offers her a gun and 100 untraceable bullets. And that's how simple it starts out. And it unfolds into a bunch of double, triple-crossing, underground, crazy crime, violent stories. It's amazing. Check out 100 Bullets.
Guys!
Are we ending on Spirit in the Sky?
Oh, fuck yeah, we are, man.
This is my jam. Fuck.
Yeah, I love this song.
To be honest.
So, Drunk, I mean, like, you know, playing a good song that makes you feel a little bit better about the whole thing, this right?
Yeah, it really does.
Norman Greenbaum gets paid again, guys.
When I die, when I die. Michelle in the chat wants to know what kind of dog Mike has. They told him it's a boxer mix. They lied to him. It's definitely some sort of pit bull.
No, it's a boxer pit mix for sure.
Might be a little golden retriever in there too.
She's a good dog, guys.
Yeah.
We gotta figure it out.
It's just a little too high energy for Mike.
We gotta crack the code. You know, it's gonna take some time. But if there's one thing I can tell you about Mike, he sticks it through. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Sticks it through to the end. I'm not some Johnny come lately, give up on things
right.
guy.
Mike's not tap out. Mike's not a tap. Mike.
No. I don't tap out, Travis. I stick with it until I can get my foot on the rope. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Get my
Start
foot on the rope
with a bottle of Benadryl. Dog. Just give her one bottle of Benadryl.
Thanks for coming, hanging out in chat, guys. We'll do it again next week. We appreciate everybody. God bless you.
Gotta have
Namaste. You know what I'm saying, Travis? Namaste.
Right. Thoughts and prayers.
Guns out, fun's out.
Guys, that's the show. Thanks. Live every Tuesday night on strangelabel.com. Subscribe so you don't miss the next one. WFO Dix on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Yeah. Great. Guys, we're on Patreon. We have Patreon sponsors. Thank you to them, of course. Brian Kranz and Liquid Lozenge and Val Carpenter. Guys, if you want to be a Patreon, Patreon.com/WFODix. We'll do it again next week. Thanks. Bye.
Good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself.
God damn, that's my song.